This is going to be big. It's going to be 11 a.m. tomorrow. It's the spring thoroughbred sale for the Inglis Cup. And if you're chasing a bargain, we all know about the Easter sales. They're super famous in the thoroughbred world. But if we're chasing a little bit of a bargain, sometimes Easter can be a little bit expensive. So maybe tomorrow is the time to strike. Let's get to Jonathan Darcy from Inglis and say a big good morning. G'day, Jonathan.
TK, Jimmy, nice to be speaking to you.
Is that a good heads up, mate? This sale's been quite productive, hasn't it? Some real bargains that have turned out to be terrific.
Oh, for sure. Look, we've got a nice little sale on tomorrow. Some promising horses that probably suit sort of those provincial and country trainers. So we've got a lot of them coming down, a lot of people bidding online. And then we head into the classic sale in February, which is really something that's got everyone excited. Of course, the classic's a sale that produced the horses of this year, like Yankee Rose, a $10,000 earner that's earned now $2 million. So for a $10,000 investment by Scott Darby and the boys, they've turned that into $2 million in a couple of $2 million races. And, of course, Extreme Choice, one of the most promising three-year-olds in the country who's set for a stallion career once he finishes racing. So, no, it's certainly a sale that can produce a really top-class horse.
Speaking of stallions, Jonathan, which are the popular ones that you have, Jimmy, for this sale?
Jimmy, it's a sale that has launched a lot of first season sires, and this year we've got some really exciting young horses. I know a lot of the listeners would have followed with interest the likes of Epaulette, who won the Golden Rose and the Doom and 10,000. Sizzling, another Group 1 winning son of Snitzel to go to stud. So it's sort of where you can get in on the ground floor. I mean, years ago we sold Schwarzier at this sale, and then we sold a lot of his progeny early on, and he was a horse that has captured the imagination, of course, winning over at Royal Ascot, and now is one of our top-class sires. Well, he's got about 15 horses in the sale, not a single doubt, who had a Group 1 winner over there in Perth with Scales of Justice on the weekend. He's got 11 horses. You've got Snitzel. All the leading sires are represented, but it's those young horses, having their first and second crops. That's where you can come in, and if you read the market right and buy the horse that's going to be the successful stallion, this sale averages around about 47,000-50,000. So it's the sale where you can spend not a lot of money and end up with a top-class racehorse. I think the sale produced 5 Group 1 winners the last year.
Right, so we've got time to study it. The book's out. We can go online, and the sale's going to be February 11, 12 and 13. That's in February next year, but we need time to study the book, and it's available now.
It is, TK, yeah. We're going to start off with the Saturday night session. We've got the classic race day at Randwick on the Saturday. So if you're going racing on the Saturday, it's just a five-minute drive up the hill to our beautiful Newmarket complex under the big fig tree, and we'll have the bar open. We've got a band on after the last lot is sold. We've got everything happening for you. And not only that, you've got about 120 yearlings going under the hammer, including 60 horses in our inaugural Gold Riband session. This is a session that we've particularly picked out some early precocious two-year-old types. And if you buy one out of that session, we'll pay the Golden Slipper entry, because we're very confident that we've got a couple of Golden Slipper runners in that session. Okay. So we'll set you on the path to Golden Slipper glory, and hopefully really top-class racehorse will come out of that Saturday night session.
Geez, that's generous. So you
Sunday and Monday.
That's generous. So you pay the late entry fee.
Not the late entry fee, the first entry fee.
Only joking.
Hey, the other one, Smart Missile, I was there. Speaking of Golden Slippers, was it 2012 where you scratched at the barriers?
Oh, Jimmy, it was one of the saddest days, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was in the enclosure. I was watching Mr. Kawanko, who bred the horse and raced the horse. He was standing in the enclosure with his family and Anthony Cummings, and when he was pulled out, you just saw him turn, and it was like a batsman being given out, hit wicket or something. He turned and he walked towards the stand, and it was just utter desperation. Now, look, everyone knows he had talent to win a Golden Slipper. He'd beaten Sepoy 2 weeks prior, and he's proving to be a really smart early sire of 2-year-olds already. Smart Missile. He's got 30 in the sale. He's a horse we've got a lot of time for here at Inglis's.
Yeah, I was watching Anthony Cummins. I was in the enclosure as well and couldn't believe the electricity and the drama around that moment. Jonathan, very exciting starts tomorrow. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, TK.